2AC Mornings, and joining us now is formerly of the Queanbeyan Tigers and Tathra Seagulls Football Club, now proud GWS Giant. She played her debut AFLW game on the weekend. It is our very own Tani Evans. G'day, Tani.
Hey, how are we?
Not too bad. Happy birthday for Monday.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get up to?
We flew back from Adelaide and then was in ISO, so a lot, just cruise.
Well, I hope it was a good one. Anyway, let's rewind to last week. How did you feel when GWS coach Alan McConnell told you that you'd be playing in round one?
Yeah, pretty excited. It was wild, but yeah, I was absolutely stoked. It was awesome.
And what were the nerves like in the lead up to your very first AFLW game?
Yeah, I was very, very nervous. I think once I found out, I was just pretty shaky for the whole day and a bit before we played. But yeah, very nervous.
Do you do anything to calm the nerves before the game? Do you listen to tunes or anything like that?
Oh, no. Just try and talk to the girls and talk to whoever's there. Just try and keep my mind off it. But
well, maybe next time, Tani, just put the headphones in. You can live stream 2EC from the 2EC app. South Coast Greatest Hits will put you at ease.
Might have to.
Now, it was a special game on the weekend in honour of teammate Jacinda Barclay. How have the girls been coping with the loss of Jacinda?
Yeah, it's been a tough one, but I think it's helped having everyone around, and I didn't know her that well. I've trained with her a couple of times, but I think for the other girls, it was a pretty emotional game, and yeah, it was a really, really lovely tribute for her.
Absolutely. Now, it was your first AFLW game, as we've touched on. How was it? Did it feel real?
Crazy. Going out there, it didn't really feel that real, but everyone there in the crowd, it felt pretty surreal.
Well, it felt pretty real to us watching back here on the South Coast, Tani, and we got a special message sent to us here at 2EC from your old coach at Tathra.
Hey, Tani, Cole here. Really proud of you. We had a great afternoon on Sunday at the club watching with Mum and Dad down there, so fantastic effort. You look like you're having lots of fun out there, even though it was tough. That's a credit to you, and fantastic, and we're looking forward to watching your progress. Good on you, Tani. See you in the surf soon. Bye.
Yes, Cole. That's so good.
Any message back to Cole and the old Seagull family?
Oh, I can't thank him enough. I think after the game, you know, I've got on Facebook and David put up a little post of everyone in the country club. And it, yeah, I loved it. It was pretty stoked. Like, the support that has that little town provides is pretty unreal.
Yeah, the South Coast is right behind you, Tani. And someone else is right behind you, Coach Alan McConnell. He had you on arguably Freo's best player in Gemma Houghton. Pretty big responsibility for a first game, huh?
Yeah, no, she rolled me a bit, but that's all right. It was pretty good, yeah.
And how did you rate your performance against the Dockers?
Oh, I don't know. It was a pretty challenging game, but, yeah, it wasn't too bad. At the start of the game, I was just like, go out there, you've got nothing to lose. So just rip in sort of thing. So, yeah, tried to give it a crack.
That's all you can do, Tani. You made an excellent rundown tackle in the second quarter. The umpire paid a free kick against you. I think it was for a push in the back. Do you think you're a bit hard done by there?
I don't know. Her head did fling to the ground pretty hard, unfortunately. But I think I did probably land on her back a little bit, but that's all right.
Just after the game finished on Sunday, Perth Metro went into lockdown. What was that like to be rushed out of the state?
Yeah, pretty wild. I think we were kind of, they gave tough now in the change room afterwards and they were like, need to get out. So, yeah, went straight to the airport, jumped on a plane with Adelaide Crows and went straight back. So it was pretty rushed, but we were always going to go back that night, so it wasn't too bad.
Tani, anything else you'd like to add?
Just to thank the Tathra community and South Coast community for supporting me. I think it was crazy to see everyone watching on, and I think, yeah, it kind of touched a few nerves, but I was like, yeah, absolutely so.
And Tani, just before we leave you to it, we're doing Feb Fit here at 2EC. We're getting fit and healthy for the month of February, aiming for 10,000 steps a day. Have you got any tips for us non-athletes down this way and how we can get and stay fit and healthy?
Get outside and have a walk every day and have a go.
Sounds good, Tani. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
The very happy voice of former Tathra Seagull, now a proud GWS Giant, Tani Evans, joining us there after her AFLW debut over the weekend. 2EC.